From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
And welcome back to another Red Friday edition of Locked On Chiefs. I am your host, Chris Clark, and I am the managing editor of LockedOnChiefs.com, as well as a senior analyst at Chiefs Digest. And I have with me today, as normal, Ryan Tracy.
You know, some guy. I do RGR football on YouTube and Rogue Analytics. Check that out. I know some of you can't think about the draft at all, but it's coming, and I'm going to have a ton for you in the offseason.
And there's a reason he does video. It's because he can't spell. So
no, I cannot write to save my life. My thoughts are there. My typing is not.
There you go.
So my thoughts are centered on this particular matchup. If you guys missed Wednesday, go back, check that out. We had a crossover with Cody Rourke, who works out of the Denver market, has some insight there. Very enlightening. But we got to talk about this because this is a team that a lot of folks are going to tell you, oh, they're back on track. They beat the Cardinals 45-10. Sounds like a familiar score, right?
You do.
Yeah, and that's the problem. There are some things that we got to look out for, the Chiefs in particular, but we have to be cognizant as people watching this to see what's going on. But it's a little bit of hype at this point in Denver, and quite honestly, Denver's falling apart at the moment off the field.
Well, yeah, they just got rid of their possible future quarterback.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. I mean, it was always a risk when they took Jack Kelly in the draft 2 years ago because of his off-the-field history. But he got arrested the other night, actually not far from a pal of mine's place, stalking some person or whatever. The team immediately released him after his arrest. So here's the thing is even if they get to Chase Keenum?
Kevin Hogan.
That's his name.
It's Kevin Hogan.
Yeah, Kevin Hogan is back there, but you know what? They had an interesting play last week in that Emmanuel Sanders actually took an end around and threw the ball for a touchdown. So I don't know if you caught that, but it's an interesting wrinkle to let Emmanuel Sanders throw a ball, but also they have a young rookie that's coming up in the world.
Yeah. The whole thing is interesting. I don't know what Denver's going to do going forward when it comes to the quarterback situation, and Case Keenum has big shoes to fill, and it's kind of funny saying that because I thought Trevor Siemian was bad last year, but Keenum really hasn't been that much better.
Well, in their supposed giant win last week, Keenum still only threw for 160 yards in the interception, one touchdown as well, but still, it's not over exaggerated
on him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Terrible ball in the air, but we're not here to run him down. It's just that the fact is that since the Chiefs saw them last, there's been a little bit of hype that I feel is getting out of control. And honestly, being in the market where I hear it every day, I think it's a little blown out of proportion. I think Keenum settled down for the most part, but this 160-yard performance isn't anything to write home about yet. That looks like what's good to them. So just keep that in mind. He's a professional quarterback. He's been here. He's done that. So he is somebody they have to keep their eye on. But if they can get pressure, the Chiefs, that is, get pressure on Keenum like they did last time, which I expect them to be more productive in this game than they were the last time at home, that's really what you need to take care of Keenum.
Yeah, and honestly, the question is are we going to see – you know, we're recording this a little bit early for Friday, so it wouldn't shock me to see a Denver move of a player before the game happens. I'm not expecting it, but it still wouldn't shock me for it to happen.
No, we're looking at what? 1 week tonight to the trade deadline, right?
One week yesterday.
Okay, so yeah. 6 days. And there are rumors floating around, particularly about Demaryius Thomas, and that really is due to the emergence on offense of their guy, Sutton, who I always use the wrong first name. I believe it's Cortland. I'm going to go with that for tonight.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So, and I got to give him credit because I think he's a guy that clearly has progressed in the last few weeks since we saw him last in Denver when the Chiefs were there. And he's a guy coming out of college that I was really impressed with. He is an athletic specimen. He's got the size and leaping ability of Demaryius Thomas, but he's quicker. I think he runs better routes.
Has he worked on his pitching, though?
Not sure about that.
I don't expect that they'll be doing another hook and ladder. But, you know, you look at this matchup, you look at what Kansas City's bringing in, you look at what Denver's bringing in. I don't see how Denver stays and keeps this game close. They can pressure, they can try to pressure the Chiefs, and that's a big thing that we're going to need to talk about here in a little bit when we break this down a little bit further, because, you know, there's questions at center. I don't know who's going to play center. We don't know right now. My best guess is that they're moving Irving over to center and Jeff Allen will be the left guard.
Yeah. And, you know, the Chiefs offense, we'll talk about them in the second break because there are a lot of questions that we don't have answers for right this second. But I think staying on the Broncos on their offense, the Chiefs defense, you know, they have one person at least who was formidable but didn't really break loose against them the first time that has come on in the last few weeks, and that's their tailback, Philip Lindsay. He's gotten loose. He's running for yardage. He's got like a 6.8 carry yards per carry average, that is. And he's just squirrely enough. He can hide behind their linemen because he's pretty small in stature. But we have to see that these inside linebackers continue to take the game forward, that they were able to put that performance on against the Bengals and really kind of tighten themselves down. And I am being specific about Raglan and Hitchens. But I think they're kind of a big key because I think that's the one spark that this Denver offense has right now.
Certainly could be. I do think that Philip Lindsay is a big part of their game plan. The question that I have is, you know, are they going to be able to have a guy in Royce Freeman, who I'm not saying is going to be a great player for them. That's a huge player that they could be missing, but he didn't practice on Wednesday. And if they don't have that change of pace guy for Lindsay, I think it takes a little bit out of their running game. And the bigger question that you have to figure is, why did they quit running the ball? They were so effective running the ball early on the Chiefs, and then they just basically stopped. And it wasn't
right now.
Kansas City did.
Right. Somewhere, knowing that Freeman may not be available, somewhere Anthony Hitchens is smiling.
Yep.
Because he got drug into the end zone. And that's one guy in particular that I'm going to be watching very, very closely because we saw him buckle down last week. We saw him play the pass a little bit better the last 2 weeks. And we need to see a continued surge in aggression out of both Reggie Ragland, who we expected a little bit more from on first and second down, but particularly from Hitchens because he's got a little bit more range because there is a possibility, even with the emergence of McDaniel, that Hitchens could be on the field in third down when that running back might be the target. So I'm really focused on Hitchens.
And I agree with you on both those counts, but what I will say, and that I think that we kind of just didn't even take into consideration that once it got past week two or week three, I'm still wondering if Raglan and Hitchens were finally just getting into shape.
Could be. That training camp was a big question mark.
Between training camp and not having any preseason games at all, you know, the sloppiness just looked like it could be hesitation. And we've questioned whether or not it's the way that the defense is playing. I can't imagine that they're going to be in a situation where Sutton is going to tell them that they need to be reading and not reacting against a Broncos team that if you react and hit Keenum and stop the running game, their offense is not going to have a chance to beat you.
Yeah. And I think as far as hitting Keenum, I think it comes down to Dee Ford once again. I don't expect to have Justin Houston. He didn't practice on Wednesday. So that's usually a sign after this much rest. If he's not out there Wednesday ready to go, we're unlikely to see him. So Dee Ford, he's had some success. He's either going to be facing their normal starter in Valdir, who will be coming back off of an injury, although we don't have that confirmed, or he's going to be facing their backup, Billy Turner, who's an athletic guy, but I think he's better at guard.
And Valdir didn't practice on Wednesday either. And it's possible that we're going to be focusing on Dee Ford, but I'm not going to be surprised if Tano Passanio doesn't get a lot of pass rushing snaps because he didn't play at all against the Bengals on defense. And that is not normal for him. Even when Houston was healthy, he was getting snaps. And I don't think it's because he is not playing well, because I think he is playing well. I think he's going to get snaps, and I think he's going to be able to rotate in with – hopefully at least rotate in with Speaks and Ford and give them a third guy that can rush the passer. And I think Speaks is going to be a guy that actually has an opportunity to do something this game even more so than normal because he's going up against a guy in Garrett Bowles who holds half the time.
Right, right. And Bowles has had a rough season to this point.
Yeah, he is not turning out to be the left tackle they hoped he was going to be. So I think I don't expect Speaks is going to put him on skates necessarily, but I do think that he's going to be called for holding multiple times. It's just not a good matchup for Bowles, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, why don't we take our break there? Folks, make sure you're hitting the rest of the Locked On Network. All the college teams that we have going have shows every day, just like we do. And they will be covering all the major college conferences as you get into this season. And this is the part of the season where I start to pay a little bit of attention to the college guys, because I'll be scouting them soon enough. But make sure you check that out. We'll be right back. Are you looking to reach new customers? I could be mentioning your business right now. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with their sponsors than on web pages or other forms of media. Our demographic is 98% males and offers more opportunities than traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor this podcast today. Email us at lockedonchiefs@gmail.com. So as we flip it over and we talk about this Chiefs offense, who I have to say, I think this is a chance at redemption for them after the way they played in Denver. What do you think?
Maybe a little bit. They played bad in the first half. Mahomes played okay in the first half, but he didn't have a lot of help. Travis Kelce struggled. The offense in general didn't look very good against Denver, but I think that's going to change a little bit this week, mainly because the Chiefs offense is humming right now. Putting up 40 points and then putting up 45 points, or I guess really 38 points against the Bengals, they're looking very good, and I think that they're going to continue that going forward. You look at who they played the week before they played the Broncos, and they had just come off a hard game against the Jaguars. So I think that takes a little bit out of them.
Yeah, and that's fair. But, in all intents and purposes, they have been increasing. They have been playing better. Unfortunately, this line is the biggest question mark, because it's not what they've had the last 2 weeks, not even what they finished the last game with, because Jordan Devey tore his pec at the end of that game. I think on the last drive, if I'm correct.
He tore it in the first quarter.
Oh, did he really?
That's what I heard reported, is that he tore it in the first quarter and played the entire game through it.
Wow. Well, I saw it on film physically on the last drive where he barely could use it. So he powered through quite a bit there, if that's the case. But either way, the guy who played the entire game last week is not your center, cannot make the calls, which means in all likelihood, like Chris talked about earlier, the best scenario, I think, in my opinion, as well as yours, tell me if I'm wrong, is that they move Cam into the center spot where he spent all of OTAs. And he's played there in college. Centers, even though he's a tall guy, taller than most at the center position, it's something that he's good at and he's natural at. And I think Jeff Allen gets a chance to move in there at left guard.
Yeah, and actually that might be something that actually gives them more athleticism on the line than they've had. If Allen is healthy enough and he can step in at left guard and play at left guard, you put him back on that line, he was really good in moving in space and getting out on pulls and sweeps. So I think that's actually an improvement over Devy. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Devy, because I thought Devy did very well at center. But Irving is a lot more athletic than Devy is. So he's going to be able to help in that aspect as well. So I do think that that's a big move. That could be a big move for both of them. Obviously, this is all contingent on whether or not Mitch Morse is back. At this point, he did not practice on Wednesday. If he doesn't practice on Friday, there's no way he's playing. And I just can't imagine that he's going to practice this week and play.
Yeah, I don't either. So I'm fully expecting to see them make that change. And, I think for a guy like Jeff Allen, who's nearly 29 years old, linemen can play well into their 30s, so I don't think he's too old. But I think getting back into this offense is going to be good for him. It's not the same thing that he played his whole career here, but a year or two. But Houston, it just didn't work out that way. He's still an athletic guy. I don't feel like he was used correctly. They did bounce him out to left tackle as well. So the only thing that Jeff Allen can't do is play center, in my opinion. So I think that's probably still the most likely. We'll see him at guard.
Yeah, and I think he'll play well there. It may take this game. And I will say the nice thing about Denver, they do have some good interior defenders, but they're not what they'll be facing in a couple of weeks when they go against Aaron Donald. And I know nobody's Aaron Donald, but I guess my point is they're not elite interior defenders. they will be facing that in a couple of weeks. So it's good for them to hopefully get the line figured out in the interim, because they're really going to need it. The next two games shouldn't be as big of a deal after this Broncos game, but I do think it is. It could be a big deal against the Rams.
Yeah, you know, in particular, Derek Wolfe's been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks. He did tip a ball last week that went for an interception return for a touchdown, all at his catalyst. And Wolfe's a guy that I don't know how to read his personality, but the guy shows up and he's consistent. If he's healthy, he's going to make your day a little tough. And Jeff Allen's going to see him over at that left guard spot.
That's true, but he did not show up in the game against the Chiefs earlier this season, at least to me. He did get hurt in that game. I can't remember if he came back or not.
I don't think that he did, but I could be wrong.
Okay, but he didn't show up in the time that he was in. So, you know, obviously the line's a little bit different now, but I do think that the Chiefs line is able to contain him. It's going to be a lot harder. And, you know, it was talked about one of our buddies, Brandon Thorne, talked about how Mitchell Schwartz and Lane Johnson are on their own when it comes to left tackle or right tackles in the NFL. And we don't give enough credit to Mitchell Schwartz. And this is a game that he certainly earns that paycheck.
Oh, yeah. This is something he's got circled on his calendar every year, ever since he came from Cleveland, where in a few matchups he had done well against Miller before. But this one in particular, every year. And he's still got his Iron Man streak going, too, of consecutive games, consecutive snaps. So, I mean, this is a serious battle, and he's the one guy in this league that I feel comfortable saying Von Miller is going to get some plays, but he's not going to kill you. He's not going to harass you like he does everybody else.
Well, he may get some plays, but there's also the possibility that Patrick Mahomes will run away from him and throw the ball left-handed for a first down. So,
hopefully not. I don't ever want to see that again. But beyond that, the other thing that the Chiefs have here is a team that is not that great against the run. They're not terrible. They're not bottom of the league or anything like that. But the Broncos do give up the run fairly steadily. And I'm looking and, you know, even the quarterbacks are doing pretty good. We're going to take out Arizona the week prior, but being able to get inside, especially hit that edge like Kareem's done the last couple of weeks, his angry running, I think, is really going to pay off for them in this game.
Well, and it could. The question, again, goes back to being the line. Is the line going to be as good run blocking as they have been in the past with the changes that they're going to have to make? I do think that they have the opportunity to run this week, but I do think that they're going to be better at pass blocking than maybe run blocking. It's just going to be something that they're going to have to grow through, and we'll have to see how it works. I would love for them to be able to run the ball with Kareem Hunt. I think it would be great for them to be able to get that game going. But I also expect that Mahomes is going to have another good game this week. I do expect that he continues his streak of 300-yard games.
I agree. I think they're going to do some shuffling. I think they're going to let Chris Harris kind of shadow somebody, if I know what I think they're thinking, and maybe play some more zone behind it. But this Chiefs team has an opportunity here to continue their streak, and I think it's looking good at this point. Why don't we take our second break? We'll come back and finish up with predictions. So I know I'm not going to talk you into going first, so I guess I'll just go first.
Go right ahead. I'll let you.
Okay, great. Well, so this is what it comes down to. I'm not going to give this a big cushion, because these AFC West games, that they're never blowouts. It's really, really rare that you see more than a 10-point win in this division.
Unless you have Peyton Manning that throws five interceptions.
Well, there is that. Like I said, it's rare. I didn't say it was impossible. But I agree with you. I feel like they're going to be on a roll, and I feel like I need to revise what I hinted at the other day. I don't know if I gave a score on Wednesday, but I may have. But I am revising that. I'm taking the Chiefs 35-24 to win at home, and really, it may not even be that close.
Yeah, I'm going 38-21. And really what it comes down to for me is you look at this Chiefs offense and the way they're able to spread the ball around and what Mahomes forces defenses to do, which is defend the entire field. And if he's going to wear out guys in Denver, I imagine he's going to wear out guys in Kansas City. this is a game where you would hope that maybe they can get the offense to run 65, 70 different plays. And if they're able to do that, that's able to keep their defense off the field, which is going to help them be more effective as well. And I still think that they can manufacture drives and manufacture long scoring drives with the way Mahomes has been playing and the way he sees the field and the way he's able to scan the field quickly to find who's going to be open.
Yeah, and he'll have to because they're going to scheme up some pressure on him too.
Yeah, and they can scheme up pressure all they want. I do think that they will get some pressure on him and they will maybe hit him once or twice. But the thing about Mahomes is I've never seen him be fazed by being hit yet.
Right. I agree.
Wrong. There's obviously a chance that there could be a first, but I can remember times where I watched Alex Smith get hit a couple of times and then you started seeing his throws speed up or his eyes start coming down. I've never seen that from Mahomes. So I just don't think that that's going to phase him. And I think he's going to continue to do what he does. And really at this point, I'm done trying to dissuade people. Right now, he's the MVP of the NFL.
Yeah, you'll get no argument from me. I think you're absolutely right. Folks, we want to know what you think, though.
So, agrees on that.
Yeah, well, you know. Hit us at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter with your predictions. Let us know what you think the score is going to be or if you think we should be looking at something else. We appreciate your time. We appreciate all of the iTunes reviews, everything that you guys are sending our way. It's great at this point in the season to still have such interaction. Want to mention that if you would like to advertise a business or something with us, we're taking on sponsors. We're opening up. We're not really doing like we have where it was kind of a corporate thing. We want to get a little bit more local. So if you have something you want to advertise, please let us know. Reach out to us at LockedOnChiefs@gmail.com or through that Twitter account. And we appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy your weekend. We will be back with post game. So thank you for listening today and we'll talk to you next time.
And go Chiefs.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.